This is the BBC Light Program.
Ladies and gentlemen, life for the lion!
Once again, we'd like you to meet the Lyon family.
I'm Richard Lyon.
I'm Barbara Lyon.
I'm Ben Lyon.
And I'm Baby Daniels Lyon.
And here they are in Christmas shopping.
Richard, pass the holly paper. And don't use up all those Christmas labels.
Okay, Pop.
Have you got all the presents for your little friends, dear?
Oh, yes, Ma. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle loud and clear. I'm going to give to all my friends what they gave me last year.
That's not a very nice Christmas spirit, Richard. You're right, Barbara. Everyone should give with a full heart, without any thought of receiving. Ben.
Yes, honey?
Last night I dreamt you gave me a fur coat.
Well, don't wake up. Now, where's that red ribbon?
Oh, here, Daddy. Catch.
Oh, thanks.
Ben, I wonder what Florrie would like for Christmas.
A man.
Oh, honey, she's got a man.
All right, then, get her a kitten. She could do with a new puss.
Honestly, I think you're mean.
What's that you're wrapping up, son?
Well, it's a football I'm giving Willie Wimple. I've always wanted one like this myself.
Well, maybe he'll give you one.
Well, I sure hope so. I sort of hinted about it on the card I put inside.
Why, that's awful.
Oh, don't worry, Ma. It was very subtle. I just said, I hope this present will give you as much pleasure as it would give me if someone like you would give one like it to me.
Well, that's a very subtle hint, I must say.
Oh, you think so, Pop? Maybe I should make it plainer.
No, I think he'll get the gist.
I don't care who gets the gist. Well, I get the football.
Oh, Richard, stop talking so much and give me the bottle of perfume I got from Mrs. Hemingway.
Here.
She's very particular about perfume. What kind did you get her?
It's the latest French sensation. It's called Nothing.
Oh, yes, I've seen the advertisements. It says, everyone will notice you if you have nothing on. Well, that's what the ad says.
Well, never mind the ad.
All right, well, hand me the scissors, BB.
In a minute, dear. See that parcel I'm sending Aunt Clemmy?
Oh, the one that's all tied up and ready to mail?
Yes. Will you open it?
All right, but I'll need the scissors to cut the string. What are you laughing at?
Well, you can't open it without the scissors, and you can't get the scissors without opening the parcel.
You mean you wrapped the scissors instead of Aunt Clemmy's present?
That's right. Go on, then, open it.
All right, but I'll have to take all the labels off. It's going to make a very ugly parcel.
You, a beast.
Here comes another one.
I came in the back way. BB. I'm going out shopping with my boyfriend, Cedric, but I do want to look my best.
Well, you look simply lovely, Florrie. That's a beautiful dress, isn't it, Ben?
Yes, and those Christmas shoes are very attractive.
Christmas shoes? What do you mean?
I can see your mistletoe sticking out.
Well, come to think of it, old boy, you look a bit festive yourself.
Really?
Yes. You look just like Father Christmas with that little round tummy of yours.
Is that so? I'll have you know I lost 12 pounds this summer.
You didn't lose it. You misplaced it.
Oh, now stop it, you two, or Father Christmas won't bring you a thing.
What?
Oh, Ma.
Now, you can make fun of me if you like, but I know. I see the little man come down the chimney every year.
Oh, Mother.
Now, leave her alone. She's been seeing little men all of her life.
Leaving. I'm meeting Cedric at Piccadilly Circus.
Oh, if you wait a while, you can come with us. We're going to do some more Christmas shopping.
Yes, Ben's taking us in the car.
No, thank you, dear. I want to get there.
Then why don't you fly down on your broomstick?
I'll see you later, BB.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, I thought it was rather clever.
Oh.
Well, come on. We better get started if we want to finish our shopping. I'll get the car out.
All right. Come on, Mother. Let's go up and get our coats.
Daddy, can't you go any faster?
The traffic lights are just a few yards ahead and they turn green.
I see them. The old car's running like a charm, isn't it, B.B.?
Yes. Too bad it doesn't run like a car.
Is that so? It goes better than Mr. Hemingway's car, and his is a 1953 model.
And that's not bad, considering this car is a 52 model.
It is?
Oh, yes. It'll be 52 years old next week.
Pop, the traffic lights have changed to red.
Ben, can't you do something to stop the wind? It's terrible. It's blowing in around the windscreen, isn't it, Barbara?
Oh, it isn't bothering me. I'm sitting right behind Richard's ears.
Well, honey, you're lucky. Move over.
Pop, what are you waiting for? The lights will never get greener.
Look, Richard, I'll get through them as fast as I can. The way you're acting, you think I was under the impression that the red and green lights are Christmas decorations.
They are? I didn't know that.
Look, there's Mayor Klinker. Hello, Mayor Klinker.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, there's Monty's department store, Pop.
I see it, son. I'll pull over to the curb.
I say, Alice, look at that car. Oh, love and duck, what a wreck. He looks just like my first husband.
You're right. The man driving it looks like Vic Oliver.
Vic Oliver? He should have as much hair.
Oh, Daddy, there's a car park attendant. He'll park the car for you.
Oh, yes. Attendant, will you please park my car?
Park it. I'll hide it.
Well, I have a good mind to...
Oh, come on, Daddy.
All right, but it's a lucky thing for that fellow I'm wearing glasses.
This store is crowded.
It certainly is. Now, keep close, family, or we'll get lost.
Oh, what do you want to buy first, Mother?
A blue sweater for Mrs. Klinker.
Well, we'll stop at this next counter and ask the salesman. We'll ask him what department they're in.
All right. I beg your pardon. Could you help us?
Yes. What could I do for you, madam?
Well, I'm looking for something in a lady sweater.
Anybody I know? Oh, you silly me.
You certainly are.
Hey, Barbara, there's some nice men's handkerchiefs for you know who.
Oh, yes, but we can't buy them now. The thing is looking at us.
We'll pretend to the thing. It's for a friend.
What are you two mumbling about?
Nothing, Pop, nothing.
Now, what could I show you?
Well, we want to see some of those handkerchiefs for a friend.
Here's a box for £3.06. Shall I wrap it up?
Wait a minute. It only says 7 and 6 on that box.
Well, I have to live, don't I?
I've never heard of such fair-faced robbery.
Yeah. I'm so mad I'm fumigated.
Now, come on, family.
Ben, let's get in this lift.
Up or down, madam?
Well, what else have you got?
Well, it could go sideways.
Come on, get in. What floor, B.B.?
I'll ask him. Excuse me, where are the lady sweaters?
As if I've got nothing better to do than answer silly questions. Me on my feet all day, me corns fair killing me. Thought the old sergeant major was a tedder. Shows you don't know when you're well off. Compared with the customers in this year's store, he was a little old perishing Fauntleroy. Fair Flora.
Oh, look, Mother. There's some nice dressing gowns over there. Maybe we can find something for Granddaddy.
Oh, that's a good idea. Come on. I hope the salesman isn't as bad as the one downstairs.
Oh, don't worry. There couldn't be two cooks like that in the same store. Could there?
Yes.
Just a minute. How did you get up here so fast?
Oh, everybody makes that mistake. You must have stopped at my brother's counter.
Well, if that's your brother, he's an out-and-out thief. He tried to cheat us.
He did? Well, wait until I get home and tell Maida.
You mean you're going to tell her son's a thief?
Oh, she'll be glad to hear it. She was beginning to lose faith in him. You just love my little gray-haired mother. She's the liveliest little thing for her age.
She is?
Yes, you should have seen her coming down the street last Christmas Eve. All you could hear was jingle, jingle, jingle.
Sleigh bells?
No, handcuffs. They are taking her to Holloway.
Oh, fine.
Could we see an inexpensive blue dressing gown for my grandfather?
I'm sorry, but we haven't any left. How about a black chiffon nightgown?
For my grandfather?
Well, why not? If he wants to be silly in his old age.
Now, don't be ridiculous. But wait a minute. Why don't you buy that for your mother, B.B.?
Oh, goody. That'll be £4.06.
Well, I want to see it first.
Nosy little thing, aren't you? All right. Here, take a peek. All right, that's enough.
But please, I'd like to feel it.
Perhaps you'd like me to slip it on while you're at it. I'll wrap it up.
No, now, wait a minute. It might not be the right size. I don't want to be wasting my money.
How old is your mother?
72.
Then it doesn't matter what size that chiffon nightgown you get, you're still wasting your money.
Well, you can just unwrap it because we don't want it.
Oh, I'm so mad, I could slap you right on the escalator.
Come on, Daddy. Let's go to the toy department. It's right over here.
I see it.
Well, Pop, where's Mom?
Well, she was here a second ago. Oh, BB.
I'm right behind you.
Yes.
Did you think I was gone?
Yes, and I still do. Now, stay with us.
Oh, there's a salesman who isn't busy.
Oh, you're right.
Don't forget to get a talking doll for little Fran Chris.
I won't. I beg your pardon. Could we see a talking doll?
Oh, yes, but of course. How about this lovely singing doll? To start it singing, I press this button.
Wish you were here. Wish you were here. Wish you were here.
And to stop it, I press this button.
Wish you were here. Wish you were here. Wish you were here.
To stop it, I press this button.
Wish you were here. Wish you were here. Wish you were here.
Do you think she'd be satisfied with a sleeping doll?
This is the most ridiculous store.
It's only a toy pistol.
How much is the doll?
I've no idea. I've no idea what anything is.
Well, for heaven's sake. What are you doing in back of that counter?
Oh, I had to get behind something. I've lost my trousers.
Come on, Mother. There's some more dolls over here.
I've had enough. I'll wait for you under this clock.
All right, honey. Come along, children.
Oh, please, Gov. Will you hold this baby while I do some shopping?
Why, I couldn't. You see, if I...
Oh, time or so. I'll be right back.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Take this baby back. Hey, madam, come back here. You stop that. Now, what'll I do? BB, where are you?
Oh, you heartless man.
Why do you let that little baby cry like that? There, there. Did your daddy control you too tightly? There.
Can't you even hold it properly?
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
You didn't know? At your age? Oh, you don't deserve to have a lovely baby like this.
But I haven't got a baby.
No? Then what's that thing you're holding? A Christmas pudding?
No, what I meant to say was, this baby's not mine.
Oh! You won't even admit your own child.
I tell you, I'm not this baby's father.
Ben, what's that you've got in your arm?
A baby.
Oh, come now. I haven't been gone that long.
Oh, look, a baby. Is it with you, Pop?
No, I was standing here under the clock and it rolled up and asked me the time.
Well, Daddy, don't you know where it came from?
Of course he does. He's old enough to know about the store.
I don't know. A woman asked me to take care of it for her. I don't even know her name. Come on. Let's go through the store and try to find its mother.
All right. What did she look like? Was she tall or was she short?
I'm not quite sure.
Blonde or brunette?
She was wearing a hat.
Well, that'll be easy. All we have to do is look for a tall, short blonde with black hair.
Yeah. Well, come on. Let's start looking.
Pop, haven't you seen the baby's mother yet?
How can he see her when he doesn't even know what she looks like?
Don't worry, we'll find her. Baby, which is your mother? Point her out.
Oh, this is a pretty kettle of fish.
Oh, say, let's walk over to the lost and found department.
That's a good idea. I'm sorry, BB, but I didn't take any notice of the woman.
Well, that proves one thing. She wasn't Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, that was very, very clever, Richard.
Oh, here's the lost and found department. Daddy, why don't you ask the man behind the desk? Maybe he's looking for the baby.
You're right. I beg your pardon, sir.
Yes?
I might have known there'd be a third brother.
That's right. What could I do for you?
Do you recognize this baby's face?
Oh, cover it up, please. Well, I think I looked like that before I looked like this. I can't bear it.
Now, stop being silly. Do you know if anyone has lost a baby?
No. When did you lose the baby?
We haven't lost one. We found one.
Then someone else must have lost it.
That's what we're trying to tell you.
What?
That someone else lost it.
I just said that.
Can I leave it here?
I'm sorry. We have no facilities for taking care of babies.
But the mother's bound to be here soon.
We have no facilities for taking care of mothers either.
How about putting an ad in the paper?
Well, yes, but we can't come right out and say baby found, or everybody will want to claim it. You're right, Barbara. We'll have to make it very subtle.
I've got it. We'll say found. Small pink object covered with talcum powder.
Oh, fine. And in the meantime, what are we going to do with the little thing?
We'll just have to take it home.
We can't.
Oh, we'll have to. The store's closing.
But, Phoebe, it's going to be a lot of trouble for you. We haven't had a little baby around the house for a long time.
Oh, it won't be too difficult. You'll learn in no time.
Now, wait a minute. How am I going to learn to take care of a baby?
Well, if I were you, I'd start at the bottom.
Oh, Phoebe, where are you?
I'm in here, and don't speak so loudly. The baby's asleep in the den.
Oh, good. I'm going to the club with Wimple. He's calling for me.
You're doing nothing of the kind. You found that baby, and it's your job to take care of it. Go on in now and see what it wants.
Oh, all right. Say, I bought some baby's dummies. Did you see them around any place?
Well, were they little flat brown things?
Yes, what'd you do with them?
I thought they were mushrooms, so I chopped them up and put them in the soup.
Oh, fine.
Oh, dear. Ben, I'll answer the baby and you feed the door. Oh, you've got me all mixed up.
Well, I'm glad you're normal again. If that's Wimple, tell him I'm in the den.
All right, dear. Oh, hello, Mr. Wimple.
Hello, Mrs. Hill. Lummy, what was that?
Haven't you heard the news?
What news?
We've got a little stranger.
Why, Mrs. Hill, congratulations.
Oh, don't congratulate me. The credit should go to Ben.
Yeah. When did this happy event take place?
Oh, just an hour ago.
And you're walking around already?
Well, of course.
Well, I can't understand why Mr. L didn't tell me before.
Well, how could he? He didn't know about it himself until it happened.
Well, I call that carrying secrecy too far. Where did this sweet little bundle arrive? In hospital?
No, in Monty's department store.
Yes, Eh?
That's right, then we brought it home.
Well, this is all very unusual. But if you need any baby clothes, we'd be very glad to lend you some.
Well, thank you, but that won't be necessary. The baby arrived fully dressed.
Oh, blimey. It's wonderful what you can do under national health, isn't it?
Of course. We haven't got used to it yet. Ben's still trying to figure out where it came from.
Well, didn't anyone tell him about the birds and the bees?
Well, of course, Mr. Wimple, but this is a baby. I wish we knew who its parents were.
What? I thought you said it was your baby.
Oh, no. A woman left it with Ben this morning, and we don't know who she is.
Oh. Well, of course, that's different.
Yes. I'm only its mother by proxy. That's a legal term. It means, like, when you're not all there.
That's you, all right, Mrs. Hill.
Thank you.
Oh, is that you, Wimple?
Yes, Mr. Hill.
Well, you're just in time. Come on in and help me take care of this baby.
Okie doke. I'll be right in. Well, Mr. Hill, where's the baby?
Right here on the couch. Wait, I'll lift him up and show him to you.
Why are you putting on that smug mask?
Because it's hygienic. I mustn't go near the baby without something over my face.
Oh, you think the shop might be too much for him, eh?
Now, don't be sarcastic. I'm doing it to keep the germs away.
I was only pulling you late. That baby will see far worse sights in your face in his lifetime. I don't know, though.
Now, cut that out.
Oh, poor little thing. I think he wants something to eat. I wonder what kind of a diet it's on.
He isn't on any diet, you silly thing. Imagine a tiny little baby like this wanting to reduce.
No. I mean, I wonder if he's on some special kind of food. I think he's hungry.
Oh, well, I'll go and get something from the fridge. Yeah. Do you think he'd like a nice plate of cold pork and pickles?
Oh, don't be daft. It needs milk.
Yes.
Oh.
already tried milk, but I spilt most of it.
Oh, how?
The funnel kept slipping out of its mouth.
Bobby, you don't know anything about kids.
Oh, I suppose you're an expert.
Well, with 13 kids, I should be. It's easy to take care of a baby. All you have to do is to feed it properly, put talcum powder in the silliest places. Oh, I think he's talking to me. Here, let me hold him, Mr. Elf.
All right, but now, be careful. Here.
Tom, I say, he's not very good looking, is he?
Well, turn him the right way up.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, you're right, baby. Uncle Horace doesn't know how to hold you properly. Give him here, Wimple. I'll show you.
All right. Here you are.
You see, you hold it with one hand supporting its back like this, and the other hand supports its tiny head like this.
I see.
Well, that's not all. See how happily and naturally the little darling nestles in my arms? Hear him. It's because it feels tied to me by an invisible bond of love and affection.
Oh, that was beautiful. Mr. L?
Yes?
You'd make a wonderful mother.
Now, stop ribbing me.
There now. What was you done? You frightened it.
I did not. Did I, baby?
Yes.
I say, perhaps it needs comforting. Now, where's the dummy?
Well, Bebe's in the next room.
I mean the baby's comforter.
Oh, she put him in the soup.
Soup?
Maybe he'd like some entertainment.
Entertainment?
Entertainment.
You see? He agrees. Go on, Wimple, amuse him. Tell him a story.
Okie doke. Now, Biddums, listen to your Uncle Horace.
Yes?
Once upon a time, there was a commercial traveler and a farmer's daughter.
Oh, naughty, naughty.
Wimple, cut the clowning. We've got to make him go back to sleep.
Oh, don't worry. I'll do it.
Good. Well, how long do you think it'll take you to put him to sleep?
About one round.
What?
Oh, no. I was only kidding the kid. I'm going out in the kitchen and warm some hot milk for him.
Oh, Daddy, how's the baby?
Oh, just fine. He's sound asleep, thanks to Wimple.
How did you do it, Mr. Wimple?
Oh, I just gave him a bottle of warm milk.
Has your mother heard anything from the baby's parents yet?
No, she's phoned the police and the newspapers, but hasn't heard a word.
Tracing missing persons isn't easy, Daddy.
Oh, you're right, Barbara. My wife got lost in Nipping Forest once. It was 5 weeks before I found her.
Oh, why did it take so long?
I didn't look.
Well, you should have made an effort, Mr. Wimple. Why didn't you go to the police and tell them what your wife looked like?
Oh, they wouldn't believe me.
Oh, Ben, how's the baby?
Oh, fine. He's fast asleep. No news, eh?
No, its parents must be worried sick.
Well, maybe it's been left an orphan.
Oh, come now, girl. What would a little baby like that do with an orphan?
Honestly, Richard. Oh, it's a sweet little thing, isn't it, Mr. Wimple?
Yes, it's a pity he's so ugly. With a mug like that, he'll never be good looking.
Oh, you're wrong. It's the other way around. A beautiful baby never grows up to be a handsome man.
Oh, but I did.
Oh, I think the baby's waking up.
I'm going out to get a bottle.
You mean he's thirsty again?
No, but I am.
What?
No. I'm going out to make him some hot milk.
Well, I think I'll get something to eat, too. I'm hungry.
But you just had your dinner.
Yeah, but that was 10 minutes ago. I'm going to get a snack out of the fridge. There's a little custard in there and some pickles.
Honestly, he'd eat anything.
Yeah, maybe we better hide the baby.
Oh, Ben, isn't it the most adorable child? Look, it's waking up.
Waking up, 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 up.
Mother and Daddy are in the den. I'll go in the kitchen and tell Mr. Wimple you're here. Thank you, my dear. Hello. Oh, Mr. L., I want to thank you so much for minding my baby.
Your baby? This is your baby?
That's right. Didn't you know?
Well, how could I? Some strange woman gave it to me.
Oh, that was my sister. I knew you'd take good care of him, so I didn't bother to find you. Fancy you not knowing our little Donald.
That's nothing. Wimple didn't know him either.
What?
matter, Wilhelmina? Mr. L, here's the bottle for the baby.
Horace Wimple, don't you know who this baby is?
Well, I'm glad you're here to see it. Did you ever see a doll like that before?
What's the matter with his face?
Well, he looks like an unhappy frog.
Mr. Wimple!
I'll bet this baby's mother's got a face like the back of a bus.
What?
I can't understand how she got anyone to marry her. The husband must be a blooming idiot.
I agree with you there. This baby happens to be our own little Donald.
He is?
Oh, you're the limit. Imagine not knowing your own baby.
Well, after all, you can't blame him. With 13 of them, it must be a job to keep track.
Yes.
Thanks, Mr. L. It's going to be more difficult when the next one arrives.
Dada.
Hello, young Donald.
Hello, big.
Oh, isn't he cute?
Yes, he certainly is. And you know something, Mrs. L? Now that he's sitting up with a light on his face...
Yes?
I've never seen such a beautiful baby.
Around here without the Wimple baby, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm glad we don't have to feed him anymore. I never saw such a hungry baby.
Oh, you're just afraid of the competition.
Oh, I'm the one that should be glad it's gone. I'm all worn out from taking care of him.
Oh. Come in.
Hello. I came to tell you the news. Our new baby should be here pretty soon. The missus has gone to the hospital.
Oh, how wonderful. Number 14, eh?
That's right. And it leaves me with all the blooming housework to do.
Oh, that's too bad, Wimple. I'll be glad to help in any way I can.
I knew you'd say that, Mr. L. So I brought the kids over for you to take care of while the missus is away.
What?
That's right. Children, forward, march. Left, right.
Hello, Mr. L.
Left, right.
Hello, Mr. L.
Bring in your luggage.
Yes, sir.
That was Life with a Lion, with B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon, with our children Barbara and Richard. Also in this recording were Horace Percival, Doris Rogers, Hugh Morton, Molly Weir, David Enders, Gwen Lewis, and Harry Morris. The script was by B.B. Daniels, Bob Block, and Ronnie Hanbury. The BBC Variety Orchestra was conducted by Paul Fennelly. Production by Tom Ronald.